All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin? Alvin!
Is here, and you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. We've been having a little bit of fun with our Christmas show, and to me, we've saved the best for last. Although we had T-Gid on and we had Big Pauly, those are a wonderful time. But
you grilled some chipmunk? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, right. Yeah, they're a little chewy, but you know, you get the thighs, and they're really yummy.
Yeah, just the back end's all you can eat on.
Right. Yeah,
like a squirrel. Right. So. This is something Maureen has become famous for, and it comes from Duba's. And if you ever lived in West Michigan years ago, there was a restaurant called Duba's, and old man, the old place over on the west side of town was legendary, and their prime rib was just the best you'll ever have. And this recipe was published in the Grand Rapids Press.
Oh.
So she borrowed it. But... it's on the Grilling Guys website, but I'll run through it real quick. It's going to have some flour, basil, onion powder, garlic, thyme, Lowry's, and rubbed sage.
So what is rubbed sage?
It's ground.
Okay.
It's just, you know, sage is such a light, delicate herb that you just rub it between your fingers and it turns to like dust.
Okay.
So get your smoker up to about 3 1/4. Now, what we do... what I like to do, Maureen doesn't. She'll do hers. She'll bind the ribs to the roast.
Okay.
I have become fond
of
doing them separately. Like when we do the steak night at our church, we now separate those ribs and roast them actually as an appetizer because my mouth's watering just thinking about those beautiful... basically, the butcher will take those ribs off for you, and then he'll truss them back on. But what I find is where the ribs were, it inhibits the bark and the cook.
Right.
Because you're going to take the ribs off anyway. That's why they're separated.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to do them separate. And
so you're just using the round loin,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And but I want to get the bone because they're kind of for free.
Well, and they're tasty.
They're beautiful.
It's beef ribs only, just like you'd have baby back ribs. Only they're beef ribs.
Yeah,
so
but
there's
they're
meat
more
between
along,
them, and there's meat on them, and
but they're more along the lines of a spare because there's not a lot of meat on these when you do it this way because they're cut as a prime roast, right?
Right.
You're not cutting them as beef ribs and trimming them in a way that'll leave a bunch of meat on them.
Right.
That's already on that loin.
Right. Yeah, wonderful.
This
though.
Is a great recipe.
So you
it's
cook
on our
it,
website.
You cook it in the smoker or the oven, either way.
To 135.
Put a thermometer in it. That's where I was going to go. And you got a lot of, whether it's your thermopen and you test it, or I would prefer in that one to put in a remote thermometer with a probe and then just set that thing so the alarm goes off at your, probably about 130? Because when you pull that thing out, it's gonna continue to cook for a little bit. And you don't want it past medium rare for me with prime rib.
That's the beauty of a big roast like that because, like, in our house, Maureen likes medium well.
Okay. So the ends.
Got right. The ends.
Right.
I want it mooing, right. Knock its horns off, and wipe its tail.
Right.
So there's a piece for everybody. It's kind of like catching a big tuna.
Right.
If you cut that tuna in proper ways, there's meat there for every
sure.
fish lover.
Sure.
Or a turtle. Turtle.
Right. Hey, Merry Christmas from the Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in. We're counting our blessings this time of year. Remember the reason for the season, and we appreciate you tuning in each week, and we look forward to talking to you one more time this year.
That's right. Mile kalikimaka and haule makihiki ho.
Talk to you.